This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, Democrat Barack Obama and Republican Mike Huckabee win the Iowa caucuses, and the Justice Department opens an inquiry into the destruction of the CIA interrogation tapes. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
Dan, record number of caucus goers in Iowa. We've heard all kinds of analysis over the past couple of days.
Yes.
Let's get to yours and what you foresee. First, the Democratic side and Senator Obama's victory. What do you see as being responsible?
Well, I'll tell you what stands out to me after I've been reading all these other statements about it. First of all, it is very interesting that Obama seemed to do very well with independents. Secondly, he did very well with young voters. Mm-hmm. Something like 57% of those under the age of 39 tended to vote for him. So he was the candidate of independents and the candidate of youth. Secondly, I think it's quite remarkable and should be noted as perhaps a point of passage in history that Iowa is 95% white. And when an African American wins this caucus in a 95% white state, I think maybe we have begun to transcend race.
On the Republican side, former Governor Mike Huckabee, obviously a lot of the analysis attributed is to support to social conservatives and evangelicals. Mm-hmm. What do you see as some of the factors responsible for Governor Huckabee?
Well, I think the Huckabee factor has something in common with the Obama factor, and that is that Americans and the voters, it may be only Iowa, but I think somewhat more, are really wanting to shake things up and have fresh faces and fresh ideas. The word change keeps coming up, and I think the word change means something to voters in Iowa and elsewhere.
So their relative unfamiliarity almost became a political asset.
I think that's right. The word change kept coming up so often, along with the word hope, which was Obama's word. And some people think hope is a funny thing.
And it's where Governor Huckabee was born, in fact.
And it's where Governor Huckabee was, as well as Bill Clinton, was born. But it wasn't that hope. It was the audacity of hope, as Obama called it in his book title. And these words, which may not mean much to us because we're a little cynical, we hear them so often, apparently they have registered in both the cases of these two winners of both parties. Mm.
Going into New Hampshire, which happens in just a couple of days, there are many factors, obviously, that could still change the course of an election, as we saw just a little over a week ago with an assassination in Pakistan.
Yes.
But this week, oil reached $100 a barrel. New unemployment figures were released. Unemployment's at a two-year high of 5%. Do you project that economic issues are going to affect the campaign seriously as we go forward?
Well, it's not important whether I think so, but apparently President Bush thinks so. All this time he's been talking about the fundamentals are okay and don't worry, but now he's indicating a certain worry. It comes out that he now thinks maybe we need to have a stimulus package, and there may be a stimulus package included in the State of the Union address. And that it really is true that ordinarily the pocketbook is a deciding issue in elections. It hasn't been entirely true lately, thanks to a war and various other big stories that have intruded on it.
This week, the Justice Department opened a criminal investigation into the destruction of hundreds of hours of videotaped CIA interrogations. The Attorney General appointed federal prosecutor John Durham to oversee the investigation. What do you notice about some of the parameters, and what do you foresee?
Well, ordinarily you say this is bad news, a criminal investigation involving people in the administration. It can be, in a sense, or at least short range, good news. Because if you have an investigation like this, it'll last more than a year, normally does. Mm-hmm. That being so, the president can, from now until he leaves office, can go on saying, I can't talk because it's under investigation. On the other hand, the Congress is not sitting still, and they apparently, both on the Senate and House sides, are proceeding with wide open investigations in which they're going to call witnesses. They have the former CIA officer, Jose Rodriguez, who is the one who actually gave the order for destruction of the tapes. He's being called up to testify. What are you going to do, take the Fifth Amendment? Stay tuned.
Pakistan's President Musharraf announced this week that parliamentary elections that had been scheduled, of course, next week will be postponed until February 18,
yes,
following Mrs. Bhutto's assassination. And there's a continuing argument. It may last for years over responsibility for Mrs. Bhutto's death.
Well, absolutely. Apparently, the Musharraf government is very sensitive about that. They've called in the Scotland Yard in Britain to help them with it. Mm-hmm. And then Musharraf comes out and says, yes, fine, but don't go on a wild goose chase. They seem to be very worried about the way the public reacts to this. But what is very interesting is that they have confiscated all the medical records. And all we need now is a grassy knoll.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure.